This government will make a new free of charge digital ID mandatory for the right to work by the end of this parliament. Let me spell that out. You will not be able to work in the United Kingdom if you do not have digital ID. It's as simple as that.
Conspiracy theorists proven correct again. Keir Starmer is mandating a digital ID. And watch the BS reason he gives you. It's good for you. It's always good for you, just like the vaccine. It's always good for you.
And that is why today I am announcing this government will make a new free of charge digital ID mandatory for the right to work.
Free of charge, Kurt. Free of charge. Oh. How royal of you. Like, yeah. You know the old saying, if at first you don't succeed, just lock the entire country down and take away everyone's rights.
Yeah.
So they're making it mandatory.
By the end of this parliament. Let me spell that out. You will not be able to work in the United Kingdom if you do not have digital ID. It's as simple as that.
So they're doing that. Why would you do it like that? You won't be able
to. Let me spell it out, Jimmy. No one can trade or buy or sell without the mark of the beast.
That's right.
He literally just said that in a different way.
You won't be able to access electricity. You won't be able to buy gas. You won't be able to do anything. You won't be able to get in your bank account. You won't be able to do anything unless you have the mark of the beast, which is the digital ID.
Unreal.
And he said you won't be able to work. So they say you won't be able to work because it looks like he's fighting illegal immigration.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get that.
I'm pretty sure that's not the people. So here we go. Let's watch this. Jeremy Corbyn and Nigel Farage. So far left and far right both agree on this. It's a bad idea. Jeremy Corbyn says, I firmly oppose the government's plans for compulsory digital ID cards. This is an affront to our civil liberties and will make the lives of minorities even more difficult and dangerous. It is excessive state interference and must be resisted. Must be resisted. Here's the far right guy, Nigel Farage, says, I am firmly opposed to Keir Starmer's digital ID cards. It will make no difference to illegal immigration, but it will be used to control and penalize the rest of us. The state should never have this much power. You know who else agrees with those two guys?
The king? I'm kidding. Obviously not.
And you know something is good for you when it's forced on you. That's how you know it's good for you. When it's forced on you. Just like the vaccine. Just like the vaccine and lockdowns and masks and social distancing. When it's forced on you.
So lock me down, Daddy. That's what I say.
So here's the Nurses Association from the NHS nurses in the UK. They say, we need to send a loud and clear message to Keir Starmer that we do not support mandatory digital ID cards. This is dangerous for everyone in the UK. Oh, they're crazy. Conspiracy theorists. The nurses at the National Health Service in the UK.
Just pick up your sporks and try to do something, England.
Even the nurses. But you better be careful when you tweet that, because that could... If you send the wrong message, they're just going to send two very attractive police women to your door and arrest you. Like in a porn film.
It's like that's what the cop police force is, a porno movie.
New digital ID will be mandatory to work in the UK. Keir Starmer said the new... Can I just show you why this is going to be wrong? Let me skip. I'm going to skip. First of all, I want to show you this. If we get this digital ID system working and the public being with us, that will be the bedrock of the modern state. That was said by Prime Minister's chief secretary. This will be the bedrock of the modern state.
That's not good.
And will allow for really quite exciting public service reform in the future. It says it's going to also offer ordinary citizens countless benefits, Kurt, like being able to prove your identity to access key services swiftly rather than hunting around for an old utility bill.
I can't do that with my old ID.
Is it right?
You go online first and foremost.
The new ID will be held on people's phones. So you'll have your whole life's records on your phone. That's easily lost and easily hackable.
What does China have right now? Anybody know? Do they have this in China? If they don't have this, this is going to be real funny.
What could be safer, Kurt, than putting your entire existence on your tiny, easy to lose and even easier to hack phone? Hey, why not just have a yard sale with your tax returns?
Well, it's in the cloud, Jimmy. Once you're on digital, they have the record of you to track you forever.
So I like how they go, there's going to be no requirement to carry it, but if you want to work, you're going to have to get one. Oh, so just for everybody?
It'll be like, yeah.
Yeah. They began exploring whether the digital ID scheme could reduce the use of fake documents and provide a more consistent approach to verifying workers' identity. The government said the rollout would eventually make it simpler to apply for services like driver's licenses, childcare, and welfare, as well as a streamlining access to tax records. And as soon as you do something wrong, they flip the switch and they turn off your digital ID. So now you can't access your bank, you can't buy gas, you can't pay your utilities, you can't get on a flight, you can't travel, you can't work, you can't do anything. Another Labour Prime Minister, Sir Tony Blair, tried to introduce compulsory ID cards, but the idea was scrapped by the Conservative Lib Dem coalition in 2010. They've been trying to do this.
Well, looks like it.
let me tell you why this isn't going to work. By the way, they asked the young people. Emily Jenkins, 23, is against digital IDs, described the plan as fascistic and horrible. Ariwan Fox, James, 20, says he can see some practical benefits, but is uncomfortable with the idea of a centralized hub of all data. Amy, 22, said she and her friends would welcome having digital IDs on a night out. It's the one thing people forget, but if it's on your phone, people always have that in their hand. But she also worries about data safety. Every time these things get launched, they get hacked. Everyone hacks everything. Of course. Of course.
Do you know, Jimmy, China got the same thing like 5 days ago. Did you know that?
No.
And I'm reading on The Hill online. China's internet ID push signals a new era of digital control. Wow, China and England. What are the odds?
What are the odds? Well, but let's tell you right now why this is a bad idea. I've already told you, but here's even, this guy breaks it down. Chris Littlewood says, digital ID for every adult is not progress. It is the end of a free society dressed up as convenience. I'm a cybersecurity specialist, and this is my take. They are selling it as a fix for illegal migration. That's bollocks. We spend hundreds of billions of dollars a year on cybersecurity, and yet the volume of breaches is breaking records. The threat is growing faster than they spend. So this idea that you could do this cyber in a cyber way is BS, because he's saying they spend hundreds of billions on cybersecurity, and they get breaches and hacks every day. Digital ID will not stop boats of immigrants, they mean. It will not stop trafficking gangs. It will not fix a broken border. Criminals will work around it. Honest citizens are going to pay the price. It builds giant data banks that track where you go, what you buy, what you read, and who you speak to. It tracks all that. It links your identity to every checkpoint in daily life. One breach and your entire life is exposed. Look at Jaguar Land Rover and the airports in recent weeks. Now imagine that a national scale on an ID system tied to everything you need to live your daily life. Here's the risk that ministers will not admit. Ransomware seeded through a supplier or an insider. It lies quiet for months on your phone. It rolls through backups on trigger day. The register and the recovery sets are both encrypted.
What?
So he's saying on the day they want to trigger it, the register and the recovery sets are both encrypted.
So what does that mean?
That means that they have control of your phone. It's encrypted. That's what I take it to mean. I'm not a cyber guy. Payments fail. So your payments then fail. Your health and benefits stall. The border's slow. Citizens are frozen out until a ransom is paid or the state rebuilds it from scratch.
Mm.
Centralize identity and you centralize failure. So now people, they don't have to hack into people's individual phone. They can just hack into the central data hub and shut everything down for ransom. Do not fall for the pitch. Function creep is certain. It starts as login. It becomes access to money, travel, speech, and public services. It turns rights into permissions controlled by the state and its contractors. It creates a single point of failure for criminals, insiders, and hostile states to target. It will punish the elderly,
yes,
the poor, and anyone who is not always online. It will centralize risk and outsource blame. It will not stop fraud. It will not stop illegal migration. It will build the machinery for a social credit system by stealth. If ministers cared about the border, they would enforce current laws, resource patrols and processing, close loopholes, and remove those with no right to stay.
Mm-hmm.
You do not need a national ID to do any of that. We scrapped ID cards in 2010 for a reason. Britain does not need a central register to prove age or status. Yes to privacy for first proofs, no to a database state. I'm with that guy 100%.
Does he not get it's on purpose? It's not a mistake, a terrible mistake they're making? Yeah, no. They know. All the things he's describing are why they're doing it.
That's why they're doing
it. They're doing it for that on purpose. And there ain't shit you're going to do about it because you're going to be armed with a spoon or something.
So he's just letting people know this is what's going to happen if they get to institute that stuff. That's what's going to happen. So they tell you it's for convenience. They tell you it's for stopping illegal migration. They say it's for all that stuff. You don't need that to do any of that stuff. But you do need it if you want to have complete control over everybody and be able
to deport natives of England soon. I can't wait for that, where they're like people born there are being deported like from England.
You need this if you want to unperson someone.
China has it for that reason.
And now China has it.
At the same time. Isn't that interesting that China and them, every time you hear a dummy talking about the commies and this and that, it's the Fabians. The Fabian Society, who is behind that? They're... banner is a wolf. The oldest think tank in all of Europe is called the Fabian Society. And it's really just feudalism, but they wanted to incrementally sneak in socialism. It's not Marxism. It's their own British colonial thing. And the whole idea, H.G. Wells was into it, is, what we have now, a bunch of technocracy, and then they'll dole out what you're allowed to have and what water you can use to wash your car and all that shit. And it's been around. It's the oldest think tank, the oldest one. It's probably the first one. Fabians, that's what this is. And I think their plan, they're rushing it now. Because did you hear Keir Starmer, the urgency in his voice?
Yeah. Yeah. You want to hear it again? I'll play it for you one more time. And right before I play, I'll remind you, I'll come see me in Hermosa Beach, San Francisco, and Sacramento. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for tickets. That's next week. Here it is.
And that is why today I am announcing this government will make a new free of charge digital ID mandatory for the right to work by the end of this parliament. Let me spell that out. You will not be able to work in the United Kingdom if you do not have digital ID. It's as simple as that.
Okay. Yes, there definitely is a sense of urgency. And let's keep in mind, everybody disagrees with it. It's far left, far right, and the Nurses Association and everybody else who has a thinking brain is against this.
Do you know what this is? Where he's at? It's the global world leaders of a worried global center left discuss ways to fight back. So he's there with Mark Carney and shit. So this is all those assholes. This is all the fucking kind of WEF people.
This is the WEF globalists. This is their idea. And Keir Starmer is 100% one of them. Mark Carney in Canada is 100% one of them. Everybody's one of them. Macron is one of them. They're all one of them.
This is the New York Times, Jimmy.
What?
Fickle voters, stagnant economies, and polarizing debate over immigration have left center-left governments vulnerable to right-wing populists. That's why you're getting your digital ID.
Anything they don't like, they call right-wing. So if that they don't want you to have free speech and you're for free speech, they say that's right wing free speech.
Oh, populism is inherently right wing, Jimmy.
You're a free speech absolutist, they'll say. If you're for my body, my choice, which is usually a left wing thing, they'll now say that's right wing. And you're supposed to be pro-abortion, not my body, my choice, not bodily autonomy. So no matter what they want, however they want to control you, they call whatever you're doing right wing. That's the thing.
Well, that's the purpose of coming up with a nonsense concept like, what wing are you? Notice how we all go along with that moronic idea, and then they got you fighting within your cage already. Are you right or left wing? Why are we doing a thing from the French Revolution still, from Robespierre? Why is that still a thing? Oh, we don't know anything else. They had you. This is why I don't buy Kariako. They can't do mind control. What are you talking about? They do it. They still do it. You ever hear of basic training?
Yeah, I wish we had a little more time to go over that with him, because it's believe me, if there, what he even said, anyway, if there's one thing they haven't stopped, it's mind control. I'll tell you that. It's one thing they haven't stopped.
Society's based on it. What do you like? That's why we have influencers and thought leaders. They call them thought leaders.
That's why they paid all those people to push the vax during COVID. All those social influencers. That's mind control. That's what that is.
I'll bet you that's why they're giving those pregnant chicks, influencers, money to pop Tylenol on video.
Yeah. Come see me on tour in Hermosa Beach, Sacramento, San Francisco, Melbourne, Australia, Sydney, Australia, Brisbane, Burbank, California, the day after Thanksgiving, and Pottstown, Pennsylvania. Go to JimmyDore.com for a link for tickets.